This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1498. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 4th, VOA and Marti joined for a new program, but Greenville site doomed. New frequencies for Nashville, Croatia, Czechia, North Korea, Sudan. Future plans from Liberia and Vancouver. The end of Darwin, Kununurra curtailed. Program tips from Cuba, Kohima, and Slovakia. DX News from Ethiopia and Turkmenistan, and the Propagation Outlook. Via CommanderEdit.com, an item from the BBC World Service Trust quotes Lisa Robinson, humanitarian program manager, that the first week in February is the final week for BBC's special Creole service they just started following the quake, called Connexion Haiti. It's been at 12:32 to 12:52 UT, via WHRI 9410 and French Guiana 11860. Presumably that transmission will revert to carrying Phil music following the BBC Spanish service, at least on weekdays. Meanwhile, we've been monitoring the frequency usage for the Voice of America's much-expanded Creole service, La Voix de l'Amérique. Seemingly all transmitted from the Greenville site. We found an additional frequency in the evenings between midnight and 03 UT, 5835, while 7590, it seems, is no longer used after 0100. However, 7465, the third frequency for this in the evenings, continues until 0200 UT. Causing a quick curtailment of WWCR's plans to expand its usage of that frequency, formerly closing at 2300, until 0200 instead of 3240, but instead they're turning it off at 0100 just in time for VOA Creole. But the big news this week is that plans have been announced to close down the Greenville transmitting station of Voice of America. Also, it might be noted, transmitting Radio Marti as well as relaying Radio Netherlands at the moment. This broke on February 1st when I heard from a confidential source that it was to close on September 30th. That's because the 2011 budget request of the Broadcasting Board of Governors had just been made public, and that was one of many items in the 119-page document. There are many other changes coming to U.S. external broadcasting because of budget cuts or budget reallocations. If you care to read the whole thing, we have a link to it, of course, in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 1005, via worldofradio.org. Ironically, at the moment at least, the Greenville station is operating at full capacity, at least in the evenings, because of the additional Creole service and yet another news service in Spanish. It's a joint production of Voice of America and Radio Marti. That's the way it's billed. These two stations, of course, had been totally separate until now as far as organizational structure, and it would be fair to say they were rivals. Radio Marti not considered totally objective by the journalists at the Voice of America. But now they're doing a program together between 01 and 02 UT on three new frequencies. It's called A Fondo, which means in depth. And it's been publicized as in response to RCTV and other TV channels being banned in Venezuela by Chavez. I listened to the first broadcast, UT February 2nd, with considerable attention. There was something about Venezuela there, but they also had lots of news from correspondents in other Latin American countries, including the ones which tend to be hostile to the U.S. So it remains to be seen whether VOA will lose credibility by having this new service or Radio Marti will gain credibility. The frequencies from 01 to 02 UT are 7340, 9415, and 11625. However, so far they've not managed to get them all on the air at 0100 UT sharp. That's because the poor engineers at Greenville have far too many frequency changes to make at the same time. It's humanly impossible to make all those changes in less than a minute. According to the figures in the BBG budget request, by closing Greenville, they will save a little over $3 million next fiscal year. From the current $5 million rounded off, that means they'll still need to spend $2 million on the station, even once it's closed down, just to maintain the facilities until they can be disposed of. This, of course, will be a sad day if it actually happens in U.S. international broadcasting. There will then be no shortwave transmitting facilities within the United States belonging to the U.S. government. There are now 9 transmitters still in operation, but actually that's only half a station, Greenville B. The Greenville A site, which originally was just about identical, was closed down several years ago. There is a faction, and apparently they seem to be in control, at the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which thinks that shortwave is outdated and should be phased out as much as possible. However, we must make clear that at this point it's only a budget request. It is the intention of BBG to close down Greenville and make all these other changes. It's already drawn some backlash, especially in Pitt County, North Carolina. But shortwave listeners in 3,000 other counties may want to contact their representatives in Congress and let them know that the U.S. government should retain the ability to broadcast on shortwave from U.S. territory. WWCR has also made another unexpected change at the beginning of February, replacing 5070 with 4775 every night between 0300 and 1200 UT, according to their homepage. We were noticing 5070 missing. 4775 was a frequency they tested a few weeks ago, but it was with the number one transmitter rather than the number three, and it was at different times. We're not sure what the problem is with 5070, but they're staying on 4775 until further notice, and that will affect the DX block. UT Sundays at 0300, including World of Radio at 0330. So look for us on 4775, UT Sundays at 0330 if you don't hear 5070. And as long as WWCR is on 4775, here are some stations we're not going to be hearing, or not hearing as well, in North America. All India Radio, Imphal, India, Radio Tarma in Peru, and TWR Swaziland, also on 4775. On adjacent 4770, there's Kaduna, Nigeria, and on 4780, Djibouti, which also starts around 0300. Possibly unrelated to this, a press release from the FCC says that its International Bureau on January 4th granted a construction permit to an application from WWCR to make changes to its Nashville station. I wondered exactly what changes. Tom Polzin of the FCC says they're modifying the location of their existing site of 2 existing antennas. And in the same release, there was news that KTMI in Albany, Oregon, has been granted a license. Tom Polzin says it is claiming its construction is complete and ready to operate. WTWW has not been testing the first week of February, but I expect they will resume and perhaps start regular programming the second or third weeks in February. Check 5755-9480 or 9475. As of February 4th, Jeff White says the 50-kilowatt transmitter of WRMI is back in service. However, it will be a while longer before they can use the northwest antenna, so signals inside North America still may not be up to par, but keep checking 9955 for World of Radio, many other DX programs from WRMI. Sergey S., visiting Southwest Germany, says World of Radio was loud and clear via IRRS on 9510, Saturday, January 30th at 0900. Theoretically, we're on that transmission only on the first, third, and fifth Saturdays. The other IRRS relay is supposed to be every Saturday at 1900 UT on 6170. These, of course, are intended mainly for Europe. However, Ed Insinger in New Jersey heard that broadcast at 1900 UT on January 31st. That's Sunday when something else is on, but if he can hear it on Sundays, it should also be audible in Northeast America on Saturdays. There were no reports at all in January of WJHR in Milton, Florida. They were supposedly installing a new high-gain antenna, but there is one in early February from Jim Evans in Tennessee, 15550 USB, heard February 3rd at 1805 with the usual talk by a preacher, but a very poor signal, he says, just strong enough to identify the language and basic content. Missing for almost 2 months was KJES in New Mexico since early December, but I was finally hearing it again on February 2nd, the 14 to 17 UT broadcast on 11715, which has considerable co-channel interference during the first 2 hours. Also 19 to 21 on 15385 and 02 to 0330 on 7555. The Radio Disney Network is closing down and or selling off some of its less profitable AM stations, such as 1650 in Portsmouth, Virginia, opening up that frequency for DX. Besides other 1650s in North America, you might look for the three Argentine stations on that frequency, and there's a construction permit for one in the Dominican Republic. Via BCDX, Ralph Brandy has heard from someone called Jaime Labadia, who says he designed and built the transmitters and antennas for Radio Vanuatu on 3945, currently running half power, but he was about to go back and put on the finishing touches for a full 10 kilowatts. He says the second frequency will be testing 5055 or 7260. I should be testing 5055 by the second week in February. In late January, Jari Savolainen in Finland was hearing endless Quran recitations, but changing frequency every so often from 7130 to 7160, 7190, and 7220. Those are 30 kilohertz steps, starting at 1615 UT until 1858. Never any IDs. I was hearing something similar in early February between 14 and 15 UT. 15160, 15360, and 15380, also with unannounced Quran broadcasts. My suspicion is that it was Algeria, which has such a service, but testing new frequencies, either via France or some other site in Europe. As mentioned last week, Argentina continues to be heard with their reactivated transmitter on 15345 and 11710 variable, one or the other. However, contrary to the schedule we referred to last week, on Sunday afternoon they were using 15345 as well as Saturday around 2200 and not 11710. Many of us who are monitoring the Darwin Australia site, or I should say Cox Peninsula, around January 31st, which was to be its final day on the air, as CVC announced it would be ceasing transmissions as well as relays of other stations. We heard them on the air in the English service on 13635 around 1430 UT, January 31st, in fact announcing that was their final shortwave broadcast. It's intended for India, and everyone there is now expected to listen with their handheld mobile devices. However, it was not so clear about the actual final broadcasts of other services. Some of them were heard all the way to the end of the UT day, January 31st, and perhaps a few of them even after that. But Andrew Flynn, head of CVC in England, tells me now that the site is completely off the air. CVC owns the equipment, and they will be disposing of it as they wish by dismantling it or moving it elsewhere. But the site itself goes back, apparently, to the Australian government. Meanwhile, also at the end of January, strong wind storms at HCJB's site in Kununurra, Western Australia, damaged two of their antennas and put East Asia broadcasts off the air, including to a notice on their website via Mike Terry and Alakish Gupta. They say until the antenna is repaired, programs for China and Japan will not be broadcast. Could take about 3 weeks. As far as I can tell, this refers to the following transmissions, 22 to midnight 30 UT on 15525, and also off the air from 10:30 to 14:30 on 15400, which had been partly in English. You're listening to World of Radio 1498. Your contributions always welcome by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702, USA. Via Doug Smith, Fred Waterer, and Yimber Gaviria reports that the 650 station in Vancouver, CISL, has been authorized to broadcast up to 20% of the time in Russian during the Winter Olympics until February 28th. In particular, they will be welcoming some DJs from Avtoradio in Russia to broadcast over CISL. No, it's not a sports station, but a music station. Big news on Medium Wave was the sudden close down of the large 50-kilowatt clear channel stations in Montreal, CINF 690 and CINW 940. They started announcing on Friday, the 29th of January, that they'd be going off the air at 7 p.m. local time that very day. And so they did within a couple of minutes. The owner, Chorus, apparently decided that they were just not profitable enough to keep on the air. Furthermore, they're turning in the licenses, so if anyone else wants to try broadcasting on those superb wide coverage facilities, now's your chance. Meanwhile, DXers have a couple of suddenly open frequencies and lots of other stations to be picked up. A similar thing happened in the 1990s when CBC decided it no longer wanted to broadcast on those frequencies, and they were off the air for a few months until Chorus took them over. For lots more discussion of this, check out the Radio in Montreal Yahoo group, some of it reproduced in DX Listening Digest. Dragan Lekic in Serbia told us that Voice of Croatia would be testing February 2nd to 5th UT only at 03 to 05 on 7385 for North America. That's via the UK, but they're already broadcasting on 7375 via Germany. Apparently, so signals may be compared. When I checked after 0300 UT February 2nd during the English broadcast, they were still slightly better on 7375. Lou Johnson in Atlanta, Georgia says, is beautiful music a dead format here in America? The only beautiful music station on AM or FM I can hear is Radio Enciclopedia Cuba. He must be referring to 530 kilohertz. He says there are 8 rock stations, hard rock, soft rock, classic rock, and oldies rock, and 4 country stations here in Atlanta, but no beautiful music stations. Via Tomas Mendez, we have the new reduced shortwave schedule of Radio Prague, Czechia, effective February 1st, now they're using only one transmitter inside the country at any given time. Notably in North America, we've lost the 1400 UT English broadcast on 13580, clearing the frequency for the Cuban Leapfrog to compete with Kodar. That transmission is still on 11600 for South Asia, which we may be able to hear. However, North America is still the target for several broadcasts in English between 2100 and 0430. We would gladly trade two of those for retaining one in the morning at 1400. The evening frequencies, depending on the time, are 5930 or 7355, and at 0400, 7345. What about the Prague relays via WRMI 9955? Jeff White says it looks like those will be at 03 and 1000 UT daily in English. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring Radio Oromia Ethiopia on 6030, signing on at 0320 or so UT, sometimes even audible despite Cuban jamming and Radio Marti. But now he's also heard the sign-on, or almost the sign-on, of their evening broadcast, which starts at 1520. January 29th, he heard the distinctive, repetitive, xylophone-like interval signal from 1522 until 1529, followed by music of an indigenous nature. The Commando Solo airborne relays over Haiti on 1030 kHz have allegedly been heard in Finland shortly after they started, but I've not been able to obtain any details. At least we have a definite log from Terry Kruger in Florida now, who's been trying hard to pull them in despite interference from a Florida station on the same frequency, among others. On February 2nd UT, tuned in at midnight 14 UT and was hearing some of this parallel to 7590, the VOA Creole frequency, the Florida station WONQ being Hispanic. Terry also heard in QSL Commando Solo over Haiti during their previous deployment in 1995 when they used 1035 kHz. The rarely heard Kohima station of All India Radio on 4850 was active as expected for the Republic Day ceremonies January 26, but they have remained somewhat active since then. Another report from Ron Howard in California, February 2nd, at 1308 to 1315, they were running a weekly local talent show, and then until 1340, a program in the Naga language, 1340 news and vernacular, and then at 1400, they returned to English with local news. And one thing going on there were 2 days of competition involving Naga-style wrestling and so forth. The program from 14 to 1440 is called Hello Nagaland, with a music request show playing some Grammy-winning songs. The next session to be the following Thursday at 1400. At 1440, they had an English talk show about the success of the National Rural Employment Guarantee Act in Nagaland, guaranteeing 100 days of wage employment. But suddenly went off the air at 1453. The IDs were in a new format. You are now tuned to the Kohima station of All India Radio, or this is All India Radio Kohima. He says it's great to hear all their local programming. Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, reports a station on 4869.93, presumed to be RRI Vamena, Indonesia, between 1050 and 1316 UT January 30th. Although he could never get a definite ID, Atsunori Ishida's website confirms that station is active daily between 1000 and sign-off at 14 UT, but modulation is poor. They have local news at 11 and Jakarta news at 12. Also, they sign on in the morning at 2000. He hears them around 2100 with Jakarta news. Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa provide the new schedules for two of the related Japanese clandestines concerned with abductions by North Korea. Schedules have changed now that Darwin is no longer available. The one in Japanese, called Furusato no Kaze, is at 1333 to 1357 via Taiwan on 9775, 1430 to 15 on 9950 via Palau, and 16 to 1630 on 9780 via Taiwan. The other one in Korean, but known in Japanese as Nippon no Kaze. The Korean name is Ilbone Baram. 13 to 1330 on 9655 via Taiwan. 15 to 1530, 9975 via Palau. And 1530 to 16 on 9965, also via Palau. From Jamie, the same person we referred to about Vanuatu, this also via Ralph Brandy via BCDX. He says, I have finished a 2,500-watt transmitter for Liberia on 4025 kilohertz, but won't be putting them on for a month or so. He says, I build about 15 stations a year and would love feedback on how they're being heard. Unfortunately, he does not say what station this transmitter is for, but start keeping an ear on 4025. Seems to me that's a frequency occasionally used by a pirate in the British Isles. The clandestine for Madagascar Radio Mada International was still active Saturdays and Sundays at 1530 to 16 UT via Pridnestrovia on 15670. Reconfirmed by Ron Howard in California, January 30th, and by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, January 31st. However, on the following day, we found Miraya FM from Sudan via IRRS back to Sudan on a new frequency. In fact, it's the same channel, 15670. They're on the air with music during the 1400 UT hour and into their usual talk programming, mixing English and Arabic, already at 1500. If that still stays on until 1800, there will be a collision between the two on Saturdays and Sundays for half an hour. So far this winter, Miria had been on 9825 from 1500 when we could not hear them, so we're glad to have them back on what is so far a clear frequency rather than colliding with Greece, as before on 15650. Radio PMR Pridnestrovia has unexpectedly expanded transmissions on 6240, quarter-hour broadcasts in several languages, heard as early as 18 UT in English, more English at 1845, according to Christoph Ratzer, Austria ADX via BCDX. In Nassau, Mark Cody in Ontario says the English to North America time has changed, now heard at 2200 as well as 2300. Huge buzz from Saudi Arabia on 15435 at 1500 has been repaired, now getting a more or less clear signal, not interfering with the entire 19-meter band. Via PlayDX, Hacker Peterson in Denmark reports a new time for the English program from Tibet, 2230 to 23 UT, heard on 4905 and half a dozen other frequencies. Yari Savolainen suspects Turkmenistan has reactivated shortwave. At 1430, a weak station on 4930 with carrier plus lower sideband as before. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 2nd. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 10 and 4 February 16th. Solar flux rising to a peak of 90 February 9th and 10th and dropping to 75 by the end of the month. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1498.